pledge that we are going to work together. You know, we know very well that in a multi-party system, parties express their views and stuff like that.
Well, you know, there's so many kids here, and they range.
That would be good for you, or maybe that would be bad. It depends on the impressions. You know, they say first impressions last. It will depend on the impressions that one wants to actually introduce as one comes in. We do have our agenda for this meeting. Just one item, but maybe let's give first to the item apology. We have Dr. Ruth Narain, Mr. Mfundisi, and Mr. Mkembu. They would like to be excused at 10 o'clock. So if our meeting will still be on, they've got other commitments. We have an apology from Ms. Maloney that she's not going to be with us due to other commitments. So otherwise, we all here. I welcome you all. The agenda item that we have to deal with is consideration of the 2008-2009 Public Service Commission budget vote. What I want to say here is that we know that we have just had the Minister of Finance tabling the budget in Parliament. And that budget talks to us, it talks to entities that we have oversight on. And we also have a 5-year strategic plan by the Public Service Commission and other entities. So for today, we are here to engage on that. As you know quite well, that as a portfolio committee, we have adopted an approach that says every time we come together, we're coming together to actually carry forward the mission of Parliament, being to debate issues. So we'll be debating on the budget vote of the PSC, with the PSC leading the debate. But it's up to us then to engage. You know, sometimes when you talk budget, people tend to think that we're just coming to talk about figures. But we know very well that it's not the case in as far as we're concerned. This is the opportunity that we have as a portfolio committee to engage with the commission in terms of their priorities. In terms of what they plan to do for this year, and of course over the medium-term expenditure period, and also how they intend committing the resources that they have, financial resources, to be able to achieve what they want to do. So without much ado, maybe I may have to hand over. We know each other. There's no need for introduction. No, we have been part. I think maybe some may say they don't know Mr. Maluleke, I can take advantage that I know him. maybe he may be the only one who may introduce himself. And that will force us to introduce ourselves to him. But what we're going to do is that as members engage in debating on the item, then we'll identify our name. So you'll get to know us there. So I'm going to just introduce yourself.
My name is
Abdul Mugwe.
I'm the
okay. Welcome, CFO, the finance man. Okay, over to you, PSC, to take us through the debate.
I'm the Now, we left with 1 month, obviously, we have done estimates as well to look at the figure ending March 2008. So the last column there includes estimates for the remaining figures. So that in terms of salary compensation employees, the estimate, total estimate at the end of the financial year is 1,130,000 for business services. Transfer from that business will not change. And then we will then look at a total saving of 106,507,000 compared to the total budget of 108,000,000. We then just look at the comparison, but as we look at the financial year, the savings and other spendings that we always try to ensure that we are below the 2% that is specified by National Treasury. So for 2005-06, if you look at the savings, the understanding rate will change 1.6%, and if you look at the 2006-07 financial year, it came to approximately 1%. On this slide, we give an indication of the budget that we have been allocated for the last 3 years, but we then also include the budget for 2008-09. If you look at the total budget for 2005-06, it was just over 86 million. For 2006-07, it was just over 97 million. And for the current financial year, just over 108 million. And the last column there reflects the percentage changes in the budget allocation to the Public Service Commission from 1 year to another. From 2004-05 to 2005-06, we had an increase of 16.13%, and then going into the next year, the increase was 11%, going down to 10%, and going down even further in the 2008-09 financial year. An increase of 2.71%. At this point, Chairperson, we should then be looking at the budget for the 3 year period starting 2008-09. I did indicate that it would be organized according to those four programs, which are the four programs that we have, and the total amount are reflected there in terms of what goes through administration in 2008-09. The program leadership and management practices, just over 14 million. For the program monitoring and evaluation, just over 18 million. And for the last program, integrity and anti-corruption, just over 21 million. And the last row, the last but one row in terms of social shows how the budget is for the medium-term period that we are looking at. From just over 111 million in 2008-09 to 120 in 2009-10, and then 150 million in the outlying year. And the last column, row there indicates the percentage increase in the budget that we are taking. I just indicate that from the current financial year to the year we are going into 2008-09, the increase is 2.7%. But then the whole average is 8.4% in 2009-10 and 8.8% in 2010. What the next slide does then takes each one of those programs that I have spoken about, administration, leadership, and management practices, monitoring and evaluation, integrity and anti-corruption. I think each one of those programs provides a breakdown for the 3 year period starting 2008-09. And the task of the program and that administration is part of the commission, followed by management, followed by corporate services, and then followed by corporate management. And those are the total figures that has been allocated there. 50 million goes to public service, The second program is the Eastern American practices, and here we have two sub-programs. One is the evaluation improvement, the team that handles the experience. The second one is the Eastern American practices. This is the team that handles the evaluation. They also think that there are other medical programs, the implementation of the management system, such as monitoring the implementation of one program is monitoring and evaluation. With those two sub-programs of governance monitoring and service delivery and compliance evaluation, the amount allocated for 2008-09 governance monitoring is just over 9 million, and service delivery and compliance evaluation is over 8 million, giving us a total of 8 million for 2008-09 financial year. And the bottom row over the previous year of 2010-2011. And the last program is integrity and anti-corruption. It has those two sub-programs, public administration investigation and professional ethics. Public administration investigation is the team that embarks on investigation around some of the issues that are referred to the national anti-corruption, program. These are not necessarily related to the kind of corruption cases that get referred to, but investigations get undertaken in this moment. But a member of the also recalled some of the reports that were produced this past two or four financial years. There was a report that was produced on the granting of performance bonuses, looking at the correctional services department of labor, and much more recently looking at social development, and those kinds of investigations that they've done under that section, and professional ethics. The program is a few other services, national anti-corruption forum, management of the national anti-corruption hotline, and so on. These are the amounts that have been allocated in 2008, 2009, just over 11 million. Just some concluding remarks in terms of our budget setup. We take pride in the fact that we have consistently managed in terms of financial management and budget control. So if you look at the for example, the spending patterns, we have consistently improved from another exchange of 2.3% if you look at the area year 2001-2002. And looking at the current financial, I mean the financial year we just coming out of 2006-2007, where the indeed reflected as approximately 1%, but the exact figure is actually 0.99% in terms of the savings and other savings for that particular financial year. We also believe that we have a good audit track record, having met unqualified audits all the 7 years.
Thank you very much, W. Public Service Commission for your presentation. Leading the debate on this aspect of your budget for this financial year. Mr. Yulis wants to have a motion of confidence. You want to be the first one to participate. Mr. Yulis, who else wants to raise an issue and have a personal comment? Dr. Marin, Mematomela, Nyambi.
This is my third visit. The team is going to spend 70 million in 3 years' time just in price reduction between the state department. It is unthinkable. 70 million people are being damaged without jobs, and we spend 70 million to price reduction. And we must somehow say, I know, somehow we must implement policies.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Professor. I would like to have a motion of confidence.
Oh.
Now that Honorable Yulis has failed to do that. On the expenditure pattern of the Public Service Commission, clearly the bulk of the allocated budget goes to administration, which I think is understandable. And from there, the highest that amount is allocated to the integrity and anti-corruption, if I read well, which means that of all the programs, despite administration, the one that really consumes or uses a lot of the bulk of the budget is integrity and anti-corruption. In the light of business unusual and these allocations, isn't it possible to allocate more funds to leadership and leadership and management practices as well as monitoring and evaluating? In my view, looking at where we're trying to get to, I would consider those to really be of most importance. And we understand administration, is there to enable the commission to run its day-to-day activities. But I should think, I'm not influenced by the ad hoc commission.
Okay.
Much as I said in that, but I tend to believe that we can do better by minimizing administrative costs. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you very much. We should declare that is not speaking on behalf of the other committee. It's a question that is raised with a member of the committee. Mr. Nyambi and then the Senator.
Thank you, Chairman. In relation to the issue of HOD, as it has been raised in the sense of the meeting of the one of the appellate for this my interest is maybe if the Public Commission can take us through, because there are a lot of things that have been done in the past in relation to challenges, and let me say it as a positive and take us through what is currently happening, because we have them in some instances making the owner's performance and you go and check the contrast to what has happened in the issue. And given the manner in which it has been prioritized, maybe if you can take us through what you have done, what some are aware of, and the current challenges, what might be intervention in getting to make sure that something is done as a requirement, because there are a lot of challenges. And you can go to court and think, we'll say that it is worse, what meant is taking more than 5% to go to the one that is performing my 5% or 1%. But all in all, there's no improvement in that. So I'm interested in getting more information on how you can take it to the one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair, and I'm asking to be able to come with a place. Mine is on program 3004. I would be good for the PC to have a program of the department visits to the various departments, calling time them about service delivery and compliance measures to enable us to carry out our oversight role. And the same applies to the integrity and anti-corruption. If possible, and I would support the leadership and management practices as far as funds, especially in view of the intention of the government to have one public service. So there will definitely be much more time.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Sena. Casey, over to you for how should we address you as OPSC, or should we say PSC? That's in advance in undertaking to the question that I'll ask after. Over to you.
The amount of the lawsuits that we find applying to the area of the integrity and corruption, and that's how we want to put it, that it's not just talking about anti-corruption, because this is about building an integrity to the present system. So it's got the five ways that we're combating and the five ways that we're dealing with. And then all of them take a lot of expertise. look at the direction that we're trying to go into now, we're saying that if you look at the same type of financial disclosure, that the focus in the past has been more on education. But we're saying we need to move beyond that and look at the management of the countries of the financial that may have money. So one of the things we've done was to develop a tool that we can use to scrutinize the financial children so that we can then have the information that they have used for the EAs to manage the potential conflict of interest. So it is unfortunately the situation that the country finds itself in. And it's in a sense also not to be so that we can the things that other countries have to deal with as well. That if we are not going to once and for all put aside the resources that are required to make sure that we really deal with an integrity driven public service, we are also continuing to lose resources for the social internet. And this is a capacity that we can other areas of this way are of course include the management of the national production of which is as you are aware, massive facilities, which is open all the time with all the people around it. And to manage that kind of facility also which we could do it otherwise, but that's the key priority at the moment. In fact, when we approached National Treasury to ask for more resources, it was one of the areas. Where we generally have to make sure that we get paid enough to put this area and to not only to fight corruption, but to build an efficiency and the initiatives that are required to ensure that that has happened. The issue about the building of public service and
Yes, that's the case.
Then we, as a committee, we must pick up the debate in Parliament. Because if there is rules and orders in place in the fight against corruption and crime in this Parliament. So what I'm saying is, I'm the same as the committee in the state. They only give us what they find when they do their research. But then we must go in Parliament and debate the thing that we say, we stop here. You can't spend millions and millions every year on fighting corruption and we never get to the end. But somehow, people that are corrupt must pay. They must feel the pain. We must take the debate in Parliament to the state. Thank you.
Yeah, I think if I were to add my voice, I would say, if I were to add to that point, is that firstly, what the figures are saying to us here, in as far as fighting corruption is concerned, is that these figures are telling a story. They are saying then that the issue is what is the story. The story is that corruption being a reality, it costs us so much at this level in terms of what the role of the committee has to give. Now, with a story like that, then the issue is then so what? That's what they are going to do. And if you look at what these figures are saying against their presentation at the strategic planning stage, in terms of what they do, you'll see activities that will then be thinking of actually these activities costed to come to this extent in terms of what they actually plan to do. Now you then get the balance, you get the full story from the side of the cost and the activities. But then you're quite right to then say that the issue is we need to debate. But the issue is not only debating and it's end up there. The issue is then what then do we do is to enforce the implementation of whatever we put in place as a tool to fight corruption. that then becomes an issue in terms of what we have to do. So that's why at the strategic planning station, there was one member who then said that we'll develop our program for this year. We're going to look at that when we adopt the program on Friday. We need to also, as a portfolio committee, look at the possibility of going the route of adopting. You know, when they say you adopt, you know, you know, adopting children. You adopt so that you look after, you provide, you care, you fend. But this kind of adoption that we're talking about, like when we say you adopt an institution, is to adopt so that you actually focus on it. To then say, if you adopt a hospital in your constituency, and you then expect it to give regular reports at the portfolio committee on that institution that you have adopted. So against the background of the activities that these stakeholders over which you'll be oversight on, I think they have to then you have to echo check it. I'm just strengthening the point that you try to represent it. These are things that you might want to then see. We need to look at. But again, give them said to us, when the time comes, 6 months after the end of the financial year, to which this budget comes, 6 months after the end of the financial year, when we actually consider the annual report of the public service commission, it is an area that we have to go in to then see how far has it gone in terms of addressing. But we should not wait for 6 months after the end of the financial year. We should actually have checking mechanisms that would then be able to then say timely we are able to see as to whether we are making any impact or not, so that we keep on the right in our strategy. Sorry to come in, it was just that in a debate sometimes you don't wait for the time, more especially if you take advantage of having just been really appointed. you always take advantage and you call it providing leadership until you are called to order. On this one.
I wanted to say it links to when we went to the strategic training session. The ultimate goal is to have ethical public service, but they have got the challenge of corruption. So then you have us as members of this committee. Then the role of the commission is to provide that evidence to us so that we can be able to be effective when playing our role of being oversight. So they are providing that evidence, and that is why we are saying they didn't indicate that with the secret from the 1st of April, they are going to employ a chief director that is dealing specifically with that unit so that they can be able to provide that evidence to us. Maybe putting that deposit to them now. Are they going to be ready by that April to have that session? It's going to make it possible to us to provide the evidence so that once we are being oversight, you are effective or you are infected. I wanted to add that.
Sure. Thanks. You may proceed, of course, they will comment on what we're doing.
In terms of providing the evidence that the committee can use for the specific purpose, this is what we should do. We should get some of the reports we'll be talking about that would offer us for the basis of this membership, the basis of this membership in the public. We just see them there in the three-phase computer inventory in the past, and we look at what is there in this document. Something must be done. Now, when we go to each person and say, what are you doing about the issue of anti-corruption? These are some of the issues that we face in the court. And we find that the level of people who are supposed to deal with this issue, the level of people, the level of government, the level of people who have been appointed as investigators, and as a hand, something that we can do when we want to implement and have any impact in this particular issue. So, this is where the kind of evidence. That's what we need to be thinking about. comes out so that it can be facilitated. And the issue of the single hospital is
it's business unusual in a usual way.
what we've been saying is that if you look at the public administration issue, and that becomes our unit of analysis and important way to. So for example, if you look at one of the programs on our website, is the evaluation of implementation of integrated sustainable growth development program. Now when you look at that program, there are a number of players in that program, some of them national, some of them provincial, local government, and so on. And our focus is not so much on the particular level as the player, which is the stakeholder play, but on the particular administration issue that we are trying to evaluate. There is a project which looks at the role of public service leadership in the promotion of effective environmental measures. Now, again, they will be picking on an issue. So this is the issue that we want to assess. And it may be the division of failure for 2010, that doesn't matter. But the unit of analysis becomes that public administration issue that we are trying to assess. It may take us to this sphere of government, that sphere of government. The focus is not necessarily that's the approach that we are taking, but we haven't as yet crossed that into this. For example, if there could be an expectation like we are doing now, we are involved in the evaluation of the filing of the performance agreement of the operation. If that is to be extended to all municipal managers, the indication is not. But that hasn't been taken into the state, and they are ongoing. The Honourable Mossman asked a question about allocating more funds to monitoring and evaluation and program 4, as well as program 2 on leadership and management practices. That would be ideal because in some of the some of the things that we said we wanted to do, one aspect, for example, under monitoring and evaluation, that we have discussed several times, the issue of citizen forum, that gave the full thing. I looked at the papers that have been documented, the methodology that has been documented as well. This is how you promote public participation. But because of capacity challenges, we have not been able to push citizens to reform the way we have wanted. So the way we are doing it now is support those who want to use us. So that the last time we had, for example, I had a lot with the Department of the Indian Court in the South who wanted to use us too. But then we can provide advice to them from our experience of how we can work and so on and so on. But we can't assign people to work hands-on, full-time, as part of the team. So it's in the implementation of the particular team, in the requirement of it. But we appreciate that we are really teaching from other priorities in government. And within the constraints that are available, this is what we could come up with. But I should also add, just on that, we also like to believe that all of our programs involve monitoring and evaluation. So if you look at program 4, although the program says integrity and anti-corruption, if you look at the kind of reports that I have,
they are actual oversight resources there. The example that I've given under public administration investigation, when oversight look at what happened in international services and some affairs and labor around the granting of common rewards to senior managers, and we look at whether the people had empathy for common agreements, we look at whether they were evaluating the evaluation that were conducted and so on. That was actually an evaluation exercise. But it's just that because of this focus, it falls under integrity and background. So the area of monitoring and evaluation actually has its tendencies in other programs of the public service commission. In terms of the
I was looking at the amount that we allocate to administration. Can we tone that down a bit and be incapacitate these other programs, which to me is an enabler to be more effective?
This is a difficult one. There are certain aspects of the problem on administration that are not very specific. There's a certain structure in terms of how the administration communicates, for example.
We can't.
Those are discussions in that committee.
Okay.
We can't do anything about that. There are certain aspects that relate to the corporation function, given the way the effect nature of the public service commission, the office of the public service commission, which is for criminal offices, so there must be a very strong backbone in terms of corporate business to make sure that we can still function as one office and the kind of administration support that is required for the office to play that role. So that as well, I know that certainly in terms of certain codes in corporate administration, we say of this person and that person, maybe to create the administrator, let them come together and they share an administrator so that we don't have critical skills we have done.
Okay.
Some of the tools we have done there. But we couldn't go beyond that. Otherwise, we would then begin to imperfect the very functioning of the The same applies to the property. The public works now.
The devolution of power by public works to the various departments. So each and every department now. It is responsible for the payment of fees to the landlord. So the budget comes from the department, and the department of public works is responsible for the money to the fees. So what my colleague has been saying now here is that it is true, especially when it comes to support to the senior manager, like for example, for but when it comes to corporate services, I said, this is actually where most of the compliance issues are actually negotiated in the form of supply chain management, finance. You cannot have a heavy overhead at the same time. That someone who would be, for example, in finance and supply chain, in HR, who is the capital of the information into the transfer system, somebody can also approve. But otherwise, if you have one person, capturing, authorizing, and so on, it takes us back to the issue of So those are the issues which, in terms of compliance, of course, we have to take care of. Otherwise, we can do business as a legal, but at the end of the day, the whole question is going to be there also too.
It's only the paper.
But how do you get it back?
Okay, this is not like a lot to get it right. Get it right. In a gym.
six members, one secretary. In the IEC, two members, one secretary.
No, this is
what it takes. No, thank you for the lighter note. You see, the electoral system always gave recognition to political money. so that when you talk proportional representation, you also say proportional care.
Yeah.
And which actually goes with sound administration or management. It's a challenge, I know. But I think we may optimize. even in the areas that we're talking about. Were there other questions that you see that sort of thing? Yeah, the question of continuing.
And I think finding correct because one of the challenge that is being faced here when it comes to the first one is from the agreement itself, entering into the agreement, making sure that they get prior to the topic of the agreement by the state. So, in terms of project seeking, we are expected to report by the end of June this year on who has what we did for this year that is coming to an end, we report that went up to the 11th of July because in terms of the planning, they have to stay here for June to file their permit agreement to the Public Service Commission. So we waited for the stay here for June to pass and we did an audit and then we put up the effective to show who has to have. And it's something that will be doing. And even this year, the first, second week of July, we'll be reporting. Say by the end of June, a month for the head of the government, who needs to be on the government. And the archivists that we imagine are being taken in that situation, but there are instances where they are called. At my program agreement, but it has not been possible for me to have time to speak with my team of people to agree on the finalization of the program agreement and so on. And so on. In other instances, they are reports that they are in agreement around what should go into the program agreement, and that delays the finalization of the program agreement. But I think a very encouraging development here is the attention that is being given to this particular area if you look at the government as an administration platform of the Forum for South African Democratic Agenda, this is something they want to test every meeting. They get a report to say, where are we? And in their case, while people have one head of the government, they would have seen a moment of the who has but the second part of it is the evaluation we have provided reports to the committee before showing how many heads of government qualified to be evaluated and then end up not being evaluated. And there is a challenge in that regard. One of the things that we have done is to look at the guidelines of evaluation of heads of government for the 2006-07 financial year, the kind of evaluation that we're seeing at the moment. There are a couple of clauses that have been looked at where it's indicated, for example, that after a particular period, after the end of the particular financial year,
if your performance has not been evaluated, the public service commission can. And this is to avoid a situation where you get a post in 2009 and somebody says for 2023, I was not evaluated. At that time, the responsible decision for the chief director of the chief portfolio is no longer there. And it becomes very difficult to continue a panel in 2009 to discuss what may have happened in 2023 to say if the government is responsible or not. And secondly, it also does affect the people of the performance management and development system, because the idea is to say, let's identify areas of progress, areas of weakness, and give you feedback so that the areas of development that you can attend to that work with performance. But if the boss has already voted, it's 7 years later, that is still a purpose that was intended. And so in the evaluation guidelines for 2007, particularly in financial year, for head of department, that type of clause has been included to say that we can only evaluate the performance within a reasonable period after the end of the examination. I think it was given about 8 months. Because we understand that April is only get evaluated once the annual report has been published. The annual report then comes around August, September, so we say from August, September until around July, August the next year. But once we get into the new August, September, we're now worried about the next year, and it's no longer the previous year. So if you pass that period, we're not saying you cannot be evaluated because that is your policy. But you think, as a public service commission, we cannot do nothing for the evaluation, because it's clearly not promoting, supporting, condoning the other issue here is that is being raised as a challenge. There's a panel system that is being used where you convene a panel comprising other heads of departments, other stakeholders. In some instances, there have been members of parliament as well, where, for example, for the evaluation of the performance of the director general of Department A, there was a chairperson of the Commission of Commission of the panel. We have had those instances as well. In others, where there are public entities involved working for the department, they may get a chairperson of the board of the public entity to be part of the panel as well. And there is time where people have said that it's difficult to get the panel together. You put this panel of high level people together, one of them puts down the normal form of quorum, and so on. But in our experience, that has not really been the main challenge. The main challenge is that we simply, in terms of this process, we must have the responsible agency authority approaching the Public Service Commission saying, I am now ready to write my and this is the documentation that is required, and these are the panel members that are going to be. That is the first critical step that we need to challenge in a number of these instances. There are instances where people are unavailable and so on, but that is not the greatest challenge. At the moment, there is an approach that we see in other provinces where they are saying that in the cluster. So we would say, for example, during this first week of September, we're going to be evaluating all the issues, and we're going to have one panel that will sit throughout them and make sure that all the issues are evaluated soon as we. And it's in some provinces, in others it happens. And it's an area that we're working through, because we want to draw lessons out of it and see how we can then improve the implementation of the framework going forward. So that the issue of composition of panel and debate within that to that was something to do.
Sure.
There was just one question about the schedule of visits.
Yeah, or by Mr. Simon.
I think the one of the schedule of this is we don't have a schedule for the year. Because we have a program for each block project.
Okay.
For example, on our website we'll be doing inspections. Now we're still going to identify as part of the local day the program plan, and we're still going to decide on date on complete inspection to take place. So we're doing that today. The schedule of this is done on a project by project basis. So we don't have a comprehensive
Several questions, debates, comments. I raised that issue about the office and the commission. Firstly, it's the issue of I don't want to say appearing before the commission, because that becomes too heavy. The interaction. We used to have a situation where the commission, as the commission, would be part of engagement between ourselves. I mean, like as an engagement like this one, so that when we ask questions that commissioners, we have to respond related to the item of our engagement, they would be there to actually do that. I'm not saying that was an ideal kind of an arrangement, because at some stage it was asked for the committee was also raising issues of cost. But I'm not sure if business unusual. because this may be the second encounter. At the planning stage, yes, we did get some commissioners, and of course, last minute, we did receive the apologies of the chairperson and the deputy. And here we are. I'm not sure if that is the way to go about, so that we can fasten our faith in that. and then break ourselves for possible turbulence. But a specific question related to this point. You see, when we listen to the TSC presenting its budget, you're looking at the TSC talking about itself like a department would, to say this is how we're committing the resources to be able to deal with the issues and stuff like that. Now if we are to say the impact of this, more especially at the level of the commission, I mean, cut across. So that at the end of the day, when you receive a presentation like this one, it tells you that this is how we commit the resources to deal with the program that we set ourselves to do. Now, at the end of the day, which is up at the end of the financial year, and when you look at a performance and the utilization of resources and stuff like that, you actually look at that, you may say, yes, fine, perfect, in terms of what the commission set itself to do and they spend the money, because the times when the budget is spent, we are blocked. And then when it is underspent, we call for the department to account. And when the over expenditure, we also do the same. But we want to also look at the impact in terms of how the public service commissioner, the impact of, they may be able to be within the expenditure areas in terms of managing their budget. But what extent can we see that impacting into improving the performance of other departments? I'm raising this issue because you will remember when we dealt with the annual report of the Public Service Commission, we're saying it should not be correct for the Public Service Commission to present the annual report like a department does. But you will actually would like to see a situation where the Public Service Commission will be like I mean the Auditor General will comment, express an opinion on the annual report of department. Now, yes, you will say the Auditor General is a Chapter 9 institution, but in terms of what they do, the independence, the objective of creating this body. To say the Chapter 10 on the PSC is well, it's fine, But the fact, in terms of their mandate, in terms of what they do, it's actually almost the same. That's why even the other comment on reviewing the chapter 9 institution, they also review the public service comment. You want to see that factors into them an opinion by the PSC in dealing with issues related to them saying, yes, the Auditor General says express an opinion on the financial aspect and everything fine. But when it comes to adherence to the values that our public administration generally should actually uphold, and you have the public service commission play a role there, you then say you would like to see that. And if it is true that you would like to see that, you will also want to see the tools, the necessary tools in terms of resources, in terms of budget allocated for the commission to actually decide to do such a thing. Actually, up to the extent of expressing an opinion. I think that's what we might want to do. I see you in terms of the allocation there. But I mean, this is something that we actually would like to see. Because, yeah, you're looking at the commission operating like another department. Then internal focus, the department looking at itself and stuff like that. But that cut across is one thing. I don't think we're saying that for the sake. We didn't get any objection. In fact, when we dealt with this issue as a committee, with the public service committee, the public service committee seemed to be satisfied that, yeah, that would be the way to go. But what then happened thereafter? I think it's something that we might actually want to look at. We're not yet dealing with the Kada Asma report. We're going to deal with it at an appropriate time. But I mean, it comes out very clear that you would like to see this commenting so that people will not even come with contradictory comments when it comes to, on the one hand, assessing the significance of the public service commission, and on the other hand, having to provide resources to it. Because I'm sure you understand what I'm actually getting. So I think these are some of the things that we might want to look at. The single public service has indicated that it may have significant impact in the operating side. We have the Public Service Amendment Act, is an act. The Amendment Act of 2008, which was attended by the President this year. Signed is only in January 2008. Yeah, 2008. Yes. So. I'm not sure. Are you then saying that in terms of the committee having to address itself in terms of the budget and stuff like that, that does not take a significant impact? You know, on your four programs that you're saying with effect from April, we are going to have it. You say, I don't agree with some of the political leaders in Zimbabwe. who will refer to other politicians as old wine in a new bottle. I'm sure you heard about some of it. Now, but just to borrow the expression, are we not saying that this new program, to have four and to have three, it's like saying, yeah, no, just put a new bottle by the wine, still the same. I would say significantly there are things under leadership that we were not actually doing, or there is a reason to put more emphasis on that and stuff like that. Those are the minor, please have questions that we can ask. This is the last round of questions, members. Because after this question, I think we'll have two again. Members Romela, Yes. Over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You mentioned something like citizen forum. Though you do not explain as to in which context are you taking it. So I'm trying to think along the lines of the citizen forum, the way maybe I understand it, that it would be citizens participating in the issues of participation. So that's how I think maybe you see from a different angle. And I want to align with what the chairperson has actually said, saying as a public service commission, we'd like to see you operating differently from the department. We'd like to see you coming out with opinions, coming out with positive criticism, things like monitoring and so on and so on as your main.
We just start looking at it. When we initially arranged this meeting, we were supposed to start at 9 because we were supposed to also receive a briefing on some of this budget vote.
Mm-hmm.
But because some is not here, it's clear that we're not going to go up 1 o'clock as we plan. Mm-hmm. So we're then consulting in a democracy to get your vote that will come to lunch. Because we'll only go up, I think, about 11 o'clock. Can we agree on that one?
Agree. So I would like to, for me, I thought Citizen Forum was going to add more than, but now that we have this challenge on human resources, I would like to know what is it that you can do
within
the challenges that you have. And maybe make us aware as to from which context are you facing this citizen forum concept.
Thank you.
Thanks, it's not a question, but just a comment from my side this time. The reason why I passed a motion of confidence over and above the fact that Honorable Gillis failed to do it is because my observation is that the budget allocation has been decreasing and
no, I can protect him. You see, it passed a motion of confidence in fact. That's the main emotion of confidence. So you're protected. You don't have to respond. You can continue.
Thanks for protecting me as well.
Mm-hmm.
The budget allocation has been decreasing quite considerably. I mean, from 15% in 2004-2005 to about 10 or even 2 to 2008-2009. But despite that, the Public Service Commission has been able to utilize whatever limited funds that they can to an extent that they have always had unqualified audit reports. I think it's important that we should comment them and hopefully as they interact with many other departments be exemplary to them. I think the idea is on prioritizing. When resources are limited, it's just important to concentrate on those a program or those activities that is that actually extends to the department.
No, thanks. I think you are right. More special because I think it was last year when we considered the budget vote for DPFA. It was last year when we asked the TSC a question as to whether they think that the resources that they have is enough for them to discharge them. They indicated that they have to work under constraints. It's not enough, but they will see as to how they exactly prioritize and reprioritize. I think that comment comes as a fitting comment. That was the last engagement of our report.
Doesn't want to say
on a point of order, if you want to translate.
I mean, next time when they come, they must use that video that Morocco always has to.
Yeah, no, in the reply.
You can't be a player in a replay this time.
No.
I didn't know. Because you didn't hear.
All right. They may all recognize and nobody else.
Okay, but I think that one of the things that we need also had in our program this year is also to get an external view on the instrument. So, okay. Apart from the normal monitoring of the instrumentation, we have a project on our website where we get an external
Okay.
I think in terms of the audio around the form, I think there is a bit of hope. In a way, there is a certain consistent type of thing that the public has been working on over the years. And even has not started to get into the flame of the year type thing where here you do A and then the next year you do that. Because I think in terms of monitoring and evaluation, it also helps to establish a baseline. And then over the years, when you start, what progress is being made against the system? Because it's only in that that you can say, well, we are much better than we were in 2003. And I think it's easy to move from one area to another. So there's a certain consistent strength set of things within this program that we haven't moved away from. The same factor is the revolution of community. That's the responsibility that we have. It falls under the second component of leadership and management capacity. But in terms of the role that we play, that role remains. The work that relates to the evaluation of performance of HIV, that remains. The work that relates in problem 3 around the generation of things that have to play with the sport, that remains. The application of our transversal military evaluation system department and the problem 3 also that remains. The management of the National Anti-Corruption Hotline and the problem 4, that also remains. But within that framework of consistent things, we also have a huge interest in innovation. If you look at the work plan that was presented at the presentation, there are new things that within this problem that we haven't done before, that we are going into. If you look at monitoring and evaluation, for example, one of the new things we are considering is something called meta-evaluation, which is called evaluation. In the same that you have evaluations that are conducted, for example, on property transaction problems. You can focus on what the report says, but you can also evaluate the way the evaluation was done. So part of our attempt to improve monitoring and evaluation practice in the country is to look at how the evaluations themselves are being done. So that you evaluate the evaluations and other things say, well, the quality of our evaluations in the country are good, or this is where they are making the public in this country. And this is where the area of meta evaluation comes in. This last financial year, we just completed developing a conceptual framework on meta evaluation. And this new financial year, we'll be applying that framework to take a sample of evaluation costs on product reduction programs. And so let's evaluate those evaluations themselves. And if you look at integrity and anti-corruption again, there are some innovations there that we are looking at. One of the new things that we are looking at there is called the integrity barometer. And we're trying to see if we can learn from experiences from other countries where they have tried to put something like this in place. And see if we can have an integrity barometer. So that means when we produce a state of professional ethics in a particular program, we can then actually use this integrity barometer as an instrument.
for leaders. So it's a bit of both in terms of
business as usual,
and the question about the honorable question on the side asked about the digital forum. I think it perhaps just seems to indicate that the situation is a development. There was a time when this commission and the public service commission was before my time, where there was a partnership. So let's find a way to increase the information and participation as the mechanism that can be used for this. And this is sort of where this comes from. Because I think you learn this at Dover, where you organize communities and they are put into stakeholder groups to do and so on, to focus on a particular program of government. For example, what do communities think a particular area say about programs? How they get it? What are the trends? What are the reasons? And the discussions will focus over a 2-day period, following a particular methodology of facilitation. Which at the end of the day, and I think this is a significant element of this methodology, is that it's not just about saying this is working or it is not working, but it's saying what do we want to say to the department, what do the department put in place to make things work in a different manner. So you end up getting a type of recommendation emanating from the citizen forum, and there's also an interest that taken up to the department. In fact, the department is also invited to come and respond to some of the issues that have been raised, so that they can say, well, this one that you are raising, this one is doable, this one will take 3 years because we have to approach ourselves and that we have to do it, so that the expectations are here. So it's a context, that's the context in which we are using this. And what will we be doing within the constraints? And what we are not able to do at the moment, when the pilot was done, the public service commission, So from the first step where you facilitate the identification of the problem, that's going to be the focus of the discussion. The involvement of the identification of different community groups, so that by the time they come to the forum, they have their discussion as well. The use of the media, local media, to make sure that people have more information about the forum. They can be taken advantage. The public service commission was very hands-on. And the issue we're saying is that because of resource constraints, we are not able to mount the citizen forum courses like that and sustain the way we should do the pilot. What we can do is that because we have produced a guideline, we have a toolkit, which is a CD, it's got a step-by-step guide, it's got case studies attached to it. That people can use. Where people would like to embark on citizen forum, we are available so we can advise in the training, we can advise in the implementation, we can advise when they are trying to put things together to make sure that they follow up and so on. But what we are not able to do is to take over the citizen forum and run the issue.
Sure, thank you very much. And once more thanks for the presentation and colleagues, thanks for the debate. It was lively, and I think we are looking forward to better engagement. It is the very first brand new debate in a brand new year. The meeting is adjourned. We're going to have tea now. Then after that, we shall drive safely and fly safely. The mayor.
That's the A.
No, unfortunately, the call was done after the attendance. Come on. I'm fine and how are you from this side? I'll check for when for coming next week, last week. Is it to also